know what, folks? She said that he would do it all again. And if there was a need, he would. He would do it all again for one person. But you know what? That one time he done that, that one sacrifice that was made was good enough for all. Complete. Done. Final. He done it all. One time. One time. Again, I was thinking about last week's sermon topic was, you know, I want to be encouraged. I want us all to be encouraged. And this is kind of going to continue on that. And after the encouragement message we heard Wednesday, I want to talk about how we can grow our encouragement, how we can be more enthused about what we have within us. We talked last week, you know, we got the Holy Spirit. We got, you know, there's a song out there I've been hearing that says, we have the same power that rose Jesus from the grave. Amen. Within us, if you're a born-again Christian.
Amen.
So think about that. That's unlimited power. And we have unlimited access to that power. The only limits that are put on it is us. So that's my goal last week and this week again, is to encourage us to take advantage of the power that God has given us. The authority that we can have in this world today. And to where we don't need to be afraid of anything out there. We don't need to be afraid of anything of the flesh. The scripture, Matthew 5, verses 13 through 16. And the sermon topic, you know, I've had for a while, but I just couldn't finalize the main topic, the main scripture topic, till this morning. He gave it to me this morning. So Matthew 5, 13 through 16 says, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify Father which is in heaven. Let's pray. Lord, again, I'm humbled to stand here before this congregation, Lord, and in place of Dave. I ask for you to help me and come over me, Lord, to fill me with your Spirit, Lord, that every word will be from you and will fall on a receptive heart. We ask for your guidance. We ask for your direction in this service this morning, Lord. Touch our hearts and ask for you to be our pastor today. These favors we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
There's this song I've been hearing a lot by Third Day called Soul on Fire. And you listen to that, and that's real encouraging. And I got to thinking about being on fire. We'll talk about, Sean there, he's really on fire for the Lord. So this message here, we're going to talk a little bit about fire. But as come out of the coon's holler, a few folks, we call it far. We had to build a far. So an example I was thinking of, we had to take a shower because we got too close to the far. And that was Okie. Okie always said far. But anyways, here's some examples of fire that we use in our daily lives. Physical fire, and there again, we build campfires. We use it to heat with. Everybody wonder, heater's going this morning. We use it to cook with. I worked in a powerhouse. Me and my brother Jeff worked in a powerhouse, and it's a coal-fired powerhouse that generated this electric with fire. It created steam, which turned a turbine, which made our electric. It's used in manufacturing. We all worked at Ames at one time or another. Most of my family members did. And we worked down in the forge, and very hot, we used fire to mold metal, to heat it so you could shape it and move it and change it and make it what you wanted it to be. We use it for entertainment, fireworks. You know, I think about the fireplace at the house. We should throw our TVs out and set them watch a fire.
Amen.
Isn't it something? You know, if you go to a go camp, what do? Everything's gathered around that fire at evening. And it's something to sit there and watch that fire. So that was just going to talk a little bit about God's uses of fire. And I bit off more than I can chew. I looked that up in the Strong's Concordance, and there is like a whole page this size and another page about this size where fire is used in the scriptures, where God used fire to describe something or to show something. And the word in the Hebrew is esh, E-S-H, esh, and it means fire. But the first biblical use of fire was as a torch of fire. And if you'll remember, God led the Israelites through night with a pillar of fire. And that was the first example of God's power, but the use of fire. Here's some examples of what God used fire for. He answered prayers. He answered different things with fire, as he did Aaron and Moses in Leviticus 9, 23 and 24. They blessed the folks, and God showed his power and authority by consuming their offering. And I learned something else about burnt offerings. You know, we hear a lot about those burnt offerings. The fire, as it burns the offering, creates the odors that rise. And that is the example as God's receiving their offering. I thought that was pretty interesting. And another place, you know this, I'm sure most of you know the story of Elijah, when he was in the dispute with Baal. If God is God, or is Baal is God? Okay, and they built altars and set up things and said, if Baal be God, let him do whatever. But if God be God, let him do whatever. And Elijah built an altar, put the offering on there, dug a trench around it, filled it with water, poured water all over, poured water over it again. And there was 400 and some, what's the word? Prophets of Baal. Thank you, Miss Patty. There was 400 and some prophets of Baal. And they were praying, they were fasting, they were cutting themselves, and no response. And Elijah prayed, and Elijah was by himself, and Elijah prayed, and God consumed everything. God consumed everything. He showed his power. He answered with fire. Number two, and there's many more examples. I mean, I could stand here and talk all day on just the answers that God used with fire. But number two, the instrument of judgment. He rained down fire and brimstone on Sodom and Gomorrah. If you'll remember that story. That was the evilness that was going on. He passed judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah. He destroyed it with fire. He sent fire on the camp of the Israelites when they murmured about only having manna to eat. He passed his judgment on that for murmuring. He used fire. Example number three, he used it as a purifier to refine a silver and gold. It's found in Zechariah 13:9. And even modern day, to purify silver and gold, it's used by fire. And that's what he does with us. He wants to put us through a fire to purify us, to make us strong, to make us better Christians, to make us realize that we need him. That we was talking about our works in Sunday school class that Ryan was teaching about. Our works are nothing. Our works are nothing. It's all grace. Just what he was talking about this morning. Yeah, our works should be a result of our grace. should be a result of our efforts to please our Savior once we accepted that grace. Symbol of His presence. You think immediately about the burning bush to Moses. And in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, when He gave the Holy Spirit with cloven tongues as of fire set upon Him. So He used fire in many, many ways. And that led me to the eternal fire, the punishment. There'll be wailing and gnashing of teeth. That's all found in Matthew 13, 37 through 42. But to the point of all this that I've just said, I want to talk about the inward fire. The inward fire in each and every one of us. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior this morning, you have a fire. You are the light. I'm talking about that's where the light and the fire come together. The light is created by fire. Okay, whether through electric or whatever. But He's talking about us being the light on the hill. We got to have that fire stirring within us. We got to have, as they call, the old boiler working. Here's a few quick scriptures on the inward fire. Kindled by meditation is Psalms 39:3. My heart was hot within me while I was musing. The fire burned. Then I spake with my tongue. And He's talking about the fire burning, the stirring in my heart that I cannot contain. I got to share with each and every one of us. That's what that's talking about. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you understand? Those of you who have been saved, do you remember when you was excited about serving the Lord? Do you remember when you couldn't wait to share it? Was at a funeral yesterday and was talking about this fella. We knew him a long time, Debbie and I has. And he had had Parkinson's, and he struggled, what, the last 10 years, was it, Deb? 15 years, you know. But he never quit. But that man got saved. And all that fire he had for stock car racing and all this other stuff in his life, he put towards serving the Lord. And he would go and tell people. He called people and said, I got saved. He was excited. He was excited. That's what we got to get rekindled in us, folks. Is that excitement of what Jesus has done in our lives. We got to get that fire going again. We can't forget what He's done. I went through a time. I forgot what He has done or just neglected what He has done. But He has rekindled. I have been redeemed, as that song says. I want us all to be excited. And I'm not saying I want being selfish. That's what God wants for us. He gives us all the tools. He gives us opportunities. Here's one guy was talking about. He was complaining about the weather being cold. You know how we are. We complain about the weather all the time. Too cold, too hot, too wet, too dry, too blah, 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 blah. But I said, you know, when we get to heaven, it's going to be perfect. There'll be no complaining. It'll be 100% perfect. But if you go to hell, it's going to be consistent. He said, huh, well, I guess I'm already feeling hot because that's where I'm going. And I was able to share the gospel with him. I told him, with Jesus Christ, you don't have to go there. Oh, it's too late. No, it ain't. It ain't too late. We got to share with our friends, share with our neighbors, share with our loved ones who think it's too late, that it's not too late. It's not. That's the fire we got to get going inside of us. And that fire is not something I can make up. It's something that comes from within Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit. That should be our motivation. Jeremiah 29 says, then I said, I will not make mention of him nor speak any more in his name. Okay, Jeremiah, he says that. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to do it anymore. But as he goes on to say, but his word was in my heart as a burning fire shot up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. I couldn't hold it in no more.
Amen.
I couldn't hold it in no more. Don't hold it in. Let it out.
Amen.
Let it out. Share it. They're not going to... They can't send you to hell for saying it. They might kill you and you go to heaven for saying it. We're a win-win situation, folks. We got to rejoice in the Lord. This world's falling around us. But we got all there is in all eternity to rejoice about. The hope, Jesus Christ, the hope of eternal life in heaven. That fire, that should build that fire. The air conditioner should be kicking on right now because there's so many fires going on in here. And the last one is in Luke 24:32. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And my next note was, where's our source of that inward fire? It's from God. That source is from God. That is a very substantial, Miss Patty, I need another word here. Dependable. It's never ending. That source will never end. Never, ever, ever, ever end. Take confidence in that. Where do we get our fuel for the fire? Like they just said, from the scriptures. That's the fuel from the scriptures. That stirs the Holy Spirit within us. This is God's word. This is the best firewood there is known to man to keep that fire going within us. And what's your motivation? As they come, and if you want to go ahead and get a song, think about our motivation to keep this fire kindled. I got friends, I got neighbors, I got folks I work with. They need this fire. They need the result of this fire. And you got them. We talked about it in Sunday school class. That class was confirmation that God wanted me to preach this morning. We are the light of the world, folks, and we need that light burning bright more now than ever before. We're dealing with so many different things that's coming up. The guys I sat with and eat lunch, once in a while they'll make a reference to the Lord, but they realize something's wrong in this world. They realize it. And me and another guy will slip in there that it's a godless society is what's the matter with this world. Exactly. So there again, sermon topic this morning is stoke that fire. If you need to come up here, stoke that fire, there'll be folks pray with you. But you gotta want that fire to be stoked. Ask God to stir it up in you this morning.